is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you so much to everybody tuned in and listening all over North America. Coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey, is in New York City. We're going to be hanging out with you for the next 3 hours. This is a 4-hour show. It gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. How can you listen? Pay very close attention. You can listen to every minute, every second, every hour on the free Odyssey app. You can tune in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. I don't know what that station is where you live. Well, maybe I do. But you know where to find it. You can always listen on SiriusXM channel 158. And you can tune in on a smart speaker. You got one at home. You got one at work. You got one where you shouldn't have one. Ask the speaker. Get its attention. Say, hey, play the Infinity Sports Network and the show will pop right on up. We got so much more to get into. We talked about the disaster that is the Jaguars. We'll get into the disaster that is the Bengals. We showed love to Jaden Daniels of the Commanders. We got to give you an update on Brett Favre. You got to hear from the Boston Celtics. They spoke today, media day. And Jerry Jones spoke as well. What else is new? Me, I get paid to talk. That's why I'm here. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You can also find me online. I am on the internet. I am everywhere. I am at JR Sport Brief. That's at JR Sport Brief all over the place on social media. Oh, how about this? To continue talking about the greatness of Jaden Daniels, well, so far, the great performance last night. A lot of optimism now after watching him play. We got a Washington football legend that's going to come through. Brian Mitchell is going to join us. Former Super Bowl champ, All-Pro, current host on 106.7 The Fan up in D.C. Always like hanging out up there. So we're going to ask him about Jaden Daniels and the optimism surrounding the Commanders. And there's just a lot to get into. So Brian Mitchell, we'll have that chat with him next hour to take a look at another team. This one not so good right now. They're 0-3. James Rapien is going to join us. He covers the Bengals for Sports Illustrated. We'll ask him what he thinks about an 0-3 turnaround, and we'll get to that next hour. But Brian Mitchell, he's going to come through and join us in about 20 minutes or so. So stay tuned on that. You want to find me online at JR Sport Brief. You want to call me 855-212-4227. We've been able to talk about quarterback play because if you ain't got a quarterback, you ain't got nothing. Jaden Daniels looks like he might be the quarterback long term for Washington. Trevor Lawrence is getting paid $55 million to stink. The whole damn team stinks down in Jacksonville. And then we even looked at the college ranks as Arkansas not happy with its quarterbacks and their 5 turnovers. And the Sooners, they're like, yeah, we got to switch out our quarterback as well. Hey, Jackson, have a seat. It's time for Michael to take over. We'll see how that changes things for the Sooners in the long run. I don't think it makes too much of a difference. But if you ain't got a quarterback, you ain't got nothing. And that leads me to another team in the NFL right now, who is a disappointment. The Dallas Cowboys. Am I shocked that they're 1-2? No, I'm not. But when you think about how they've lost some of these games, that you do have to take into account. They were able to beat the Browns to start off the season. Good, they should. They got blown out by the Saints. No, you're not supposed to give up 44 points. I don't care who you are. And then they lost to the Ravens at home. 2 consecutive home losses in Arlington. The Dallas Cowboys are scuffling. They got no run game. The superstar quarterback just signed a deal that's paying him $60 million a year. And people have been saying this for years. It's Jerry Jones' fault. Jerry Jones doesn't know how to get the hell up on out the way. Jerry Jones is a meddler. He owns the team, but he's meddling in the football business. He needs to step the hell on back. You can't meddle. You can't do that. Hickey, this is like You probably met some of these guys like this before. Can you imagine somebody? Yeah, we all know somebody like this. It may be our own family. Hickey, this is like someone who owns the house. And then the guy who owns the house wants to fix everything in the house. And it's constantly always something's always needing repair. You know somebody like that, right?
The repairman, the plumber, someone's always in the house fixing something. There's always some sort of hustle and bustle. Yes.
No, I'm talking about the guy who owns the house. He will never admit I need help. He will try to fix everything.
Oh, you're saying do it himself? Yes, that's also very true.
Yeah. I think we all know somebody. It's like, yeah, this is my house, so I'm not paying anybody to help. I'm not paying an expert. I'm going to fix the plumbing.
I'll watch a YouTube video, and I'll figure it out. No problem.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to do the roof, do the plumbing. I'm going to install the boiler. I'm going to replace the toilet. I'm going to pave the driveway. I'm going to replace the bricks on the outside of the house. Like, you know how to do all of this? Some people do, but you know how to do. You own the house. Pay somebody else to do it. Next thing you know, you're replacing stuff and you're breaking it because you did a crap job. That's Jerry Jones. This man owns the most valuable sports franchise on planet Earth, but he cannot help himself but be involved. He doesn't know how to take a step back. And yeah, he has his son helping him out and son do this and son do that. Can't get out the way. And so I don't know if Jerry Jones is trying to just throw the Dallas Cowboy fans a bone. I don't know if he's trying to, you know, calm them down a little bit. Jerry Jones did his, his third media show this week. Hickey, is this his one or two? I don't know.
I think this is the first one of the week, if you want to say the week starts on Monday.
He has two more to go, huh?
At least. Jerry, that's not including his post-game press conference.
Oh, my God, this guy. Maybe the sound of his voice is keeping him alive, so why not? Just keep on talking. Jerry Jones is on 105.3 The Fan. One of three appearances that he will make this week. And he talked about maybe he's the reason the Cowboys are struggling. Listen.
That's very fair. That's very fair. It's well known that no decision is ultimately made there but what I either haven't acquiesced or approved it. That's very fair. How could you think otherwise if we are whether it be who's out there coaching, whether it be who's out there playing, whether it be the stadium you're walking into, whatever it is here, that's the way it is. Now, let me just say this. Do I have a huge amount of input in making those decisions? When they've done their homework, they are very influential input to me. And we've got a lot of people in the Dallas Cowboys that have done their input. And I think I've forgotten what it is. Now, I'm not trying to say this, but if you look at who's won the games over the last 4 or 5 years, Kansas City has, of course, but we're not far right. We're right in that pack. Now, we're in a soft spot. We've got to get out of it.
Jerry,
I accept that completely. I don't know how you could look at it otherwise.
Delusional. Hickey, did he say we're in the pack with the Kansas City Chiefs? Did he say that?
Yes, he did.
Delusional. How? What pack is that? Am I missing something? Did they go to a Super Bowl and lose? I know they didn't go to a Super Bowl and win. Have they been to an NFC championship game? Hickey, you heard the microwave in the background, right?
I did.
Egg McMuffin. with salt. It's getting to his brain. I can't believe he said that.
Nobody, you're shocked? Really? This is
no,
who he is.
He said we are. He's never said anything that blatantly ridiculous. He said we the Dallas Cowboys are in the same pack as the Kansas City Chiefs.
In a soft spot, for whatever that means.
Bro.
Just below.
Nobody talks to him. Nobody says, hey, Jerry, you probably shouldn't. Come on. Hickey, there comes a point in time where, you know, you have to have the talk with your parents, your grandparents. It's like, hey, come here, come here, come here, come here. I don't think it's a good idea for you to drive anymore. Okay? I think if you want to go somewhere, you should let me drive. I don't think it's safe for you to be out on the road because your reaction time and what you see and what you don't see is not safe for you or other people. Hickey, I've heard Jerry Jones say a lot of wild things. Tons. I thought I saw that's what I said. I eat all the time. He talks so much, he just says wild things. I'm going to remember that one. That is one of the dumbest things Jerry Jones has ever said. And he's done a lot of dumb things. But that is one of the dumbest things that the man has ever said. We are in the same pack as the Kansas City Chiefs? This has gone from being a joke to a tragedy. It's like one of them Broadway plays where you don't know what you're watching. Is this supposed to be funny? Am I supposed to laugh? Am I supposed to cry? I don't know what I'm supposed to do, but this is sad and miserable. I had no hope in the Dallas Cowboys all year. And this is the same Jerry Jones who told everybody, what, like a month ago? It's like, yeah, we'll be okay. Yeah, so what? I didn't make any big moves, do anything. Yeah, we'll be fine. That's called insanity. Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. I didn't think the man was that in the hole. To run around and tell everybody we're in the same group as this is going to be an interesting season. And this is why the Cowboys are fun, unless you're a Cowboys fan. Because the owner is he's an old dude who says wild things, and he's the reason why the team sucks. He doesn't realize it, but he is. He knows how to make money, but he doesn't know how to win football games because he doesn't know how to shut up. It's a catch 22. Do you want to be famous for being famous? Or do you want to be famous for your accomplishments? We got a whole generation of individuals growing up in Texas, growing up in the Metroplex, growing up in Dallas, growing up in Arlington, growing up all over the country. They don't know a damn thing about a Cowboys championship. They don't know what a triplet is. They see Troy Aikman and they go, oh, that's the guy that stands on Monday Night Football. They don't know what this man did on a football field. That's how far off we are. And let me tell you something. Jerry Jones is not going to last for another 30 years. He's not. Unless they freeze him like in Futurama. This is getting sad. This man is this delusional. I need to hear Shad Khan say, well, he says something crazy, too. This is the best Jaguars team ever. I guess today is the day for hyperbole. I need to hear James Dolan from the Knicks say, this is the best Knicks team we've ever had. We're in the same space with the Boston Celtics. Do something. Do something first. I need to hear the Texans. Or maybe not. Leave the McNairs out of that. I don't need to hear any of that. Wild. I wish I was surprised, but Hickey, I still am. That's naive and ignorant. It's what this man goes to sleep, and his son needs to take the keys away. And not going to happen, though.
Why it's not surprising, though, at least for me, is if like this is like that's the world he lives in. You are right. It is absolutely delusional, but that's like his reality is delusion. Which I think why you see like the moves he makes and the moves he doesn't make. I think he has one idea of what the Cowboys are, when in reality it's a totally different one, but he doesn't see it or doesn't choose to see it, doesn't want to see it, wants to just live in fantasy land and pretend like, oh yeah, we won 12 games every year for 3 years in a row, so we're right there with the Chiefs because they won 12 and 13 games in the regular season. Forget that they've won Super Bowls and been in Super Bowls and we haven't sniffed an NFC title game. He is... Yeah, in every sense of the word, delusional. You're 100%, 1,000,000% right.
We need to get the cuckoo sound. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Cuckoo. Yep. Cuckoo.
Yep. We're gonna need that for when we hear from Jerry Jones in the future. I'm a little surprised, maybe not so much, that nobody responded when he said that on the air in Dallas. Like, that was my first thought. Jerry, do you think you're in the same pack with the Chiefs? How? I guess that answer we'll never get. We wouldn't get a truthful one anyway. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have a chat with someone who's a legend for another NFC East team. We're going to be joined by Brian Mitchell, 106.7 The Fan host. This man was a Super Bowl champ and All-Pro for Washington football. Brian Mitchell joining us on the other side. Not delusional. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Man, we got another week of the NFL season that's already gone. We've seen a rookie quarterback show up and show out last night. Turned a lot of heads. We're going to talk to someone right now. A 14-year NFL vet, a Super Bowl champ, an All-Pro, Pro Bowl this, one of the best returners of all time. You can hear him right now on 106.7 The Fan up in D.C. You can catch him on television as well. We're talking to a legend, Brian Mitchell. Hey, Brian, thank you for taking the time. Appreciate it.
Oh, no problem, man. How you doing?
Absolutely great. Now, I gotta ask you this. We've seen the ownership switch in D.C. from Dan Snyder to Josh Harris, and you got Magic part of that group. Right before you joined us, we talked and heard from Jerry Jones. He said, my team is in the same pack as the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm still trying to understand it. How important, from what you've seen in Washington, is an ownership group to what actually happens on the football field?
Yeah, it's vastly important. I think when you have a lot of turmoil off the field, as much as players and coaches say that they don't worry about what's going on, it creeps into the locker room. It creeps into their psyche. They're answering questions about that rather than answering questions about football and working towards that. And then when you've got ownership that's always involved with all the moves, and if the moves don't seem to be something that's more beneficial to the team, you know, that hurts it as well. So I don't think that they're on the same path as the Kansas City Chiefs. They've won 3 Super Bowls already in the last, what, 5-6 years. And Jerry hadn't done it since hell when I was playing still, and I was in the Super Bowl. So, long time.
So, Brian, how has the mood changed here in Washington with Josh Harris taking over and Magic being a face?
Well, I think it changed drastically. Everybody just basically, they felt like Dan was just in it for the money, you know, and he was in it just to do things his way. He ran it too much as a business and didn't really run it as a sports franchise. I think it's a little bit different in certain ways. Like, I remember it was one time earlier where he said that controversy makes people perform better. Not on the football team, it doesn't. If everybody's not pulling for the same thing and pushing in the same direction, you're going to have problems. But then Josh rolls in, and he seems to listen. And I think that's the main thing. When you're a leader, everyone thinks that the leader is supposed to just dictate to people. No, you got to listen and be paying attention to what the people around you really need to be successful.
And Washington legend Brian Mitchell is joining us here on the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast. Last night, America saw Jaden Daniels. It's one thing to see him at LSU. It's another thing to see him at the Heisman presentation. What have you observed in this short amount of time outside of what we saw last night?
Well, I saw a lot of what you saw last night, you know. And then the thing about it is he'll go out there with a performance like that, and then he'll come back, and you would think the kid never performed at all last night. Because he's always trying to get better. He's always putting in the work. You know, most times we see somebody have a great game like he had, they start to talk a little bit more about themselves instead of their teammates. They begin to get a little complacent, like, I got it now. He doesn't think that way. You know, I've watched him put in the work, and when you see things like that, I tell a lot of people how good I think he is, and they look at me like I'm crazy as if I'm just saying it because he's playing on Washington's team. And, you know, and I do a lot of stuff for the team, but I'm as honest as anybody that does media when it comes to that team, because I don't want to sit up here and say something that's not necessarily true. But when you saw him last night, that's what he works towards becoming. And I think he still is probably slapping himself because the pass he missed to Terry when Terry was wide open.
And Brian Mitchell is joining us here on the JR Sport Brief Show. There was a lot said going into the game and then after the game from a certain defensive back on Cincinnati. about what this offense looked like, a college style. We know that the league has changed over the past 10, 15, 20 years. What are your thoughts on what Cliff Kingsbury has been able to do with this offense, specifically with the skill set of Jaden?
Well, what he's doing is he knows what his quarterback skill set is. And he's trying to build something that's going to match his skill set. And then as he gets a little bit older and more matured in this league, you add more and more to it. And then, you know, hell, when you look at Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid and the stuff they do, do you not see backyard football sometimes? Do you not see college football sometimes? But they're successful. I think that their defensive back forgot that they still run in college. So you didn't run when Terry ran past you. You know, all those things about the game today in the pros and the game in college are damn similar. They're very similar. Back in the day, everyone wanted to be the pro-style offense. Now everybody wants to be the team that can do multiple sets, move around, have motions to make sure the defense gives you where the strength is and things of that nature. You want to get matchup advantages. That's what they're trying to do. And I think he's had a great time with it. And then Jaden, being so smart, he gets everyone in the right positions. He understands what the defense is trying to do, and he attacks it.
And Washington legend Brian Mitchell is joining us here on the Infinity Sports Network. When you think about when you played, it's certainly more of a smash-mouth, aggressive era of football. You think about the aerial attack that we have now. Unfortunately, you see what took place with Tua Tagovailoa. You hear the admission today from Brett Favre that he has Parkinson's. What do you think the future of the game is? Are we going to be more freewheeling and dealing as the game continues on? What are your thoughts?
You know, I think the people that are getting so involved in football and trying to so-called make it safer, they're making it more dangerous. I've always stated this, and I'm a believer to the end of my life. If you go on the field and you're thinking about, oh, the rules are going to protect me and I can't do this, and you're unsure because, hell, they seem to change the rules every year and add something else to it that they would last year they were not calling. So you get on the field and you're uncertain. And if you're uncertain, that's how you get hurt. You know, the game of football is a physical game. Just like if you're going to be climbing on the side of a building, painting and doing stuff with the window, you could fall off that building. You could fall off a bridge. There are dangers that go with it. And I think ultimately to try and make it safe when they don't understand sometimes. You know, I'm watching the game. They're fighting tooth and nail to get another game, an 18 game here. And you say you care about safety and the players? Give me a break.
Sure enough, we know about that. On the defensive side of the ball, we know Dan Quinn has taken over here for Washington. His defense is his bread and butter. It looks like Washington, they still need some help on that side. I mean, giving up the 33 last night and the 37 to the Bucks. What do they need to do to kind of tighten that up? Or is it just a matter of cycling in some additional players in the future?
Well, I think the big guys lead all teams. You know, I played quarterback in college, and when I got to the league, returning kicks and playing running back, we get a lot of accolades, but we don't do anything by ourselves. You know, normally if you've got a great offensive line, a great defensive line, your football team is going to follow suit. And I think right now they've got to get more out of the offensive line and out of the defensive line on that side. Even John Allen said it last night that they're not playing well enough. You know, he wasn't happy with the way that they play. And if you look at that, where the running backs are getting these gaping holes, somebody got, like, you can attack the offensive tackle or offensive guard, but you got to disengage eventually and make the tackle. And they're not doing a good job of that. You know, we talk so much about the secondary, but when quarterbacks have excessive time to throw the football, I don't know many secondaries that can hold the coverage that long.
And Brian Mitchell here with us on the JR Sport Brief Show. When you think about the NFC East in whole, we talked about the Cowboys and their dysfunction. It feels like the New York Giants are just waiting in time. I know that there are a lot of fans in Philadelphia where you also played. They're kind of iffy on what took place with the Eagles. What do you think the Commanders are going to do the rest of this season?
Well, I think that with the confidence grew tremendously last night offensively. I believe this defense could take a step and play like we expected them to play. They may kind of open some eyes and upset some people this year. I think they are on the offense with Jaden Daniels running things. They are as good as anybody out there. And his ability gives them a chance. If your defense can start holding people a little bit, because you look at the last 2 weeks, they scored on every possession other than the time when they were kneeling down. They haven't played in 2 weeks. So that says a lot about your team. You know, they got some stuff out there as things that are working, and they still fall away from being what they can be.
And Brian, I know everybody in D.C. wants to get back to a Super Bowl, something that you're familiar with. You've also been in NFL locker rooms. We can talk about it on the radio, which you do now, but we ain't been in no locker room. How easy is it when it comes to quarterback confidence to go high or low, where the team looks at the guy and just goes, okay, this is just politics now. We know the guy isn't it, or we believe in him. That's that guy. How thin is that line?
Well, I think it's the line is thin because one thing about it, that's the one position that you don't ever try to critique when you're on the team in the locker room. Because a lot of times ownership and front offices, they like that guy. They think he's a guy, but people in the locker room, we don't think that guy's a guy. And then other times you know he is, but guess what? They're not putting him out there. And it becomes a political thing. But the ultimate thing is players know, okay? They know from the moment you walk in that locker room and you start getting out there, they know. And I think right now on this football team, they've known for a long time that Jaden Daniels is the guy because I've watched this kid go out there. I watch him lead practices. I watch him correct people. I watch him, you know, have a conversation after a play, letting them know what he wants from them, and then asking them what they want him to do better. You know, and I've never seen that with a young quarterback where he has that much control and that much belief in himself to go out there and do it with all those veteran players. He does it, and they accept it every time.
Well, Brian, I was a little disappointed last night. I tweeted out just simply, you see a rookie make the throws with the confidence that he made. It was a rarity last night. And I said, we going to be watching this guy for a long time. And someone responded to me and said, people said the same thing about RG3. And I'm just like, I don't think I saw this out of RG3. What would you say to people who look at the last bit of hope from a black quarterback that they had out there comparison to what they have now?
See, the thing about it is this. Robert was more of that running guy, and right. Kyle and Mike built the offense so they could just match that. And then when he had success running, he decided he didn't want to run anymore, and he wanted to be that Tom Brady type, as he stated. But he wasn't very good in the pocket. He didn't know how to move around that pocket very good. Jaden Daniels does. Jaden Daniels is in essence, a pocket quarterback who has the ability to run. And that's a hell of a difference right there. Like a Pat Mahomes. Pat is a pocket quarterback who can break your back running the ball, but you don't think he's going to run the ball on you. And then when he does it, he always gets him in the jaws. So the thing about Jaden's football IQ is a little higher than I think Robert's is. And people got to understand, just because you got, you know, pigmentation in your skin, don't mean that all of us are the same. We might have the color, but we're not all the same. Some people are different.
Yeah, I know. Well, look at that. We're not a monolith. I think we need to tell that to a lot of people in a lot of different ways. We got Brian, we got Brian Mitchell here with us on the JR Sport Breeze show. Man, you talk about running. That's something that you did at the professional level, racking up all them scrimmage yards over the years, over your 14-year career. Devin Hester just gave you a big old shout out as he went into the hall. Are they going to let you in? Like, what are we waiting on at this point, Brian?
Hey, and nothing else I could do. So I think bringing the attention to it, and I've talked to a lot of guys, like friends of mine that are in the hall, and they were telling me before Devin said it that, you know what, man, once he gets in, you know, then people will start looking at others to get them in. You look at Jan Stenerud, who was the only kicker in there for a long time, then Ray Guy, Martin Anderson. They started to get more guys in it. I think that the numbers I put out there spoke for themselves, you know. When I left this game, I had done everything. As far as that, I was leading the whole league in total in all-purpose yards. I was leading all returners in touchdowns and things of that nature. And Devin came and broke the stuff that I did. So I just think it's more than just one that deserved to be there. But I really appreciate him bringing the focus on myself, Josh Pierce, and other guys out there.
Well, given the emphasis, as you said, or false emphasis on player safety, are you surprised that the NFL didn't just eliminate the kickoff and that they decided to kind of go towards an XFL-style route?
Well, I think the people were complaining about it because all they did was kick it out the end zone. And I think fans love it. It's one of the most exciting plays out there. You know, and look, I hear all the people that are talking about how dangerous and this, that, and the other. I return more than anybody out there. I'm 56 years old. I walk around okay. You know, I was taught the game the proper way. I tried not to put my head in it. I tried to use my shoulders as much as I could. And, you know, I didn't have all the injuries and all the things that they say everybody had. But a lot of times the players got to protect themselves as well. Stop, you know, trying to be the big hit guy and just tackle the guy. That's what you have shoulder pads for. And that helmet thing is there to protect you, but it can be a hell of a weapon. It can be a weapon against yourself as well.
And well, Brian, we know you had a Hall of Fame career. I certainly hope you received the proper accolade and the jacket for it. And it's always great to hear you on 106.7 The Fan in D.C. as well. Where can people follow you and all the great work you do on radio and television and in the city? Fill us in.
Well, you can follow me on Instagram at BMitch30 and then BMitchLive 30 on X. And I'm on radio from 10 to 2 daily in D.C. And every weekend, pre- and post-game, YouTube and all that stuff, I'm doing the Commanders pre- and post-game. So try to just do a little sub, keep myself busy.
Yeah, when you going to save some money for the rest of us, Brian? Come on, leave some money for the rest of us.
Hey, I was raised by a military dad, man. You say you got to be moving, got to be doing something. I try to always do something.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. Brian, appreciate you for joining us. Look forward to catching up in D.C. sooner than later. The country appreciates you.
All right, appreciate you, brother. Take care.
No doubt about it. That Brian Mitchell, legend up in D.C., 14 years, Super Bowl champ, All-Pro, return this, return that, did it for the Eagles at the end, did it for 10 years with Washington. Appreciate the words. Now you can listen to him on 106.7 The Fan up in D.C. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break when we come back. I did mention to you as well as Brian the unfortunate news that we learned involving Brett Favre. We'll talk about that from his congressional hearing earlier today. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you so much to Washington football legend Brian Mitchell for joining us in the last break. Talked about Jaden Daniels, talked about RG3, the new ownership group and Josh Harris. Talked about the offense led by Cliff Kingsbury, what the defense needs to do to improve. And the way that Washington is going right now, and it's still early in the season, it might be them, the Cowboys, and the Eagles in the NFC East. I'm expecting the Cowboys to crash and burn. I think we expect that. The Giants are just as bleh can be. I don't give a damn what they did or what they look like in one game. I'm here for Jaden Daniels. I'm here for the excitement and what he can continue to do. He's looking better than the guy that was drafted number one overall. You know, that offensive line with the Chicago Bears, it certainly needs some work. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I need to tell you about this. The Defensive Player of the Week is sponsored by the Navy Federal Credit Union, who proudly serves the Armed Forces, DOD, veterans, and their families. Their members are the mission. You can learn more at NavyFederal.org. Philly starter Aaron Nola. This man pitched 6 quality innings last night, allowed just 2 runs, struck out 7, as Philly not only beat the Cubs, but they clinched the National League East. The division championship was the first for the Phillies since 2011. Hickey, how you feeling about the Mets, man? I know we got some bad weather down here in Georgia that's getting ready to knock on the door. You feeling good about those Mets beating around on the Braves?
I feel very good, like dangerously good.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous about how confident I feel. This is going to be a reverse of 2022. When the Mets went to Atlanta, and their division hopes were crushed. They were swept by the Braves, and really from there, they never rebounded. They lost to the Padres in round number one, season over. This is going to be different this time.
Okay.
Going to Atlanta, clinching a playoff spot, sending the Braves home. Total rebound. Redemption, revenge, whatever you want to call it, from 2 years ago.
Wow.
It's happening.
The Braves have been slapped around with injuries all year long. It doesn't matter, right? It's just a part of the game.
That's it.
I don't think anybody would feel any type of sympathy. I'm just trying to figure out when they're going to, you know, really adjust some of the schedule here when it comes down to the weather and rain. We're expected in South Georgia, and shout outs to everybody down in Tallahassee and Florida and the Gulf. Man, we got some rain coming. I think we're up to a hurricane. I think this woman's name is Helen Hickey. I think she's Helen.
H. So what is that? 7?
Are you going to count? Go ahead.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
Go ahead. We
eight.
Can do it.
Oh, there we go. H is 8. There we go. Nailed it.
Let's see. That might be her name, I think. But over the next couple of days, the rain is supposed to really start intensifying here. And we're going to get a little bit of a tropical storm by the time it reaches us here inland. Yes, this is Helen. So she'll be a tropical storm, but she's going to start raining. I hope we can get all the games in. I don't think they've changed any of the start times as of yet. You know, the Mets and Braves are going to play Thursday at 7 o'clock. And then as we move a little bit earlier, I think they're pretty much in that same time frame. Get used to it, Hickey. There might be a doubleheader coming sooner than later. I don't know, but we'll see. I hope they get all the games in.
Same. It's unfortunate, too, that they're at H. I mean, if this was G, you know, they could have named this Hurricane, especially if the Mets win tonight.
Let's see. With a G. Hurricane G. Fill me in.
Hurricane Grimace.
Oh, my God.
Come on. Oh, come on.
I'm sure.
Who are the weather people in charge we have to talk to here?
I think the names are set out from like a year ahead.
Wow.
It's probably Hurricane Geraldo or something like that. I don't know.
We got to be flexible here.
Grimace? Hurricane Grimace?
When Grimace comes around, you have to make sure that the name is appropriate at this time.
No. You know the worst thing about all of this?
All of what?
This whole Grimace thing.
Okay, let's hear it. What's the worst?
It's like Mr. Met has been demoted. Wow. It's like Mr. Met has been kind of shoved to the side because of a McDonald's purple freak. Like, what are we doing here?
Did you see the latest gimmick that the Mets did?
I know he has a seat. I know that.
That was the one. He has now purple seat in right field.
Mr. Met doesn't even have a seat.
Well, has Mr. Met brought them, you know, the Mets good luck as soon as he's arrived? No.
How long has Mr. Met been around? I don't know.
Very long time. I mean,
yeah, he was
maybe since the inception?
I don't know. He was looking like hot crap when the first time I seen him, he did not look the way he looks now. Let's put it that way.
The first iteration of Mr. Met, that guy should have been arrested.
Oh, maybe he was.
Creepy.
Maybe. Maybe he was. Okay, let's just put it that way. Oh, man. Mr. Met, 1963. Uh-huh. Yep. He was, those first photos were kind of creepish. But now that you don't even see Mr. Met. I haven't seen him in 3 months, okay? Where's his wife?
Well, I was going to say, it's not even, Mr. Met's not even two right now. It's Grimace, one. Mrs. Met, two. Then there's Mr. Met, lowly, at number three.
Mr. Met is on sabbatical right now. He's been relegated down to, what, they just sent him to the hospitals now, huh? we don't need you at the games. Just go make the kids feel better, man. We don't need you here. We got Grimace now.
Yeah, I think it's a kid's baptism on Saturday. Why don't you go make an appearance there, right?
A kid's baptism.
We got the games covered.
You see Mr. Met dunking a kid in some water, right? Oh, my goodness. Oh, wow. Oh, man. I really feel sad for him. Next thing you know, wait until I've seen photos of other mascots with Mrs. Met. If I ever see a photo or video of Grimace and Mrs. Met, then I know there's some hijinks going on, okay? And Mr. Met is going to, he's going to end up going to Los Angeles and just, he's going to be Mr. Dodger at that point in time. He may leave. So why doesn't somebody make a cartoon about this? Like, if I was an animator, I'd be on this right now.
We need fresh TV show ideas. Now we're getting reruns. No. Come on.
You can tell this story. You can tell this story in 1 minute. Grimace shows up. Mrs. Met likes him more because now they're winning. Mrs. Met leaves Mr. Met for Grimace. Mr. Met moves to Los Angeles to become, you know, Mr. Dodger. Done. That story takes 45 seconds.
That's it. There's no plot lines going forward here. They don't, you know, Grimace and Mrs. Met don't get married. All of a sudden the kids ask with the baseball heads, hey.
Kids.
There's a young Mr. Met, I'm pretty, or a junior.
Can Grimace and Mrs. Met have children?
I don't see why not.
Is that possible? Wait. Now that I think about this, I'm going back like 40 years. I thought Grimace had a family at one point.
Well, like, they left him.
No, I feel like at some point in time, looking at the stupid Happy Meal box, like that, whatever Grimace's species is or whatever they are, like there are more of him. No, that doesn't ring a bell.
Like, yes, you're right. I can't picture any of the other family members, we'll call them.
Do you have, like, kids or a wife himself or something like that?
I don't know if they ever told the story of Grimace. But he's also been away for a while. Like, did they leave him?
I don't know.
I don't know. He's kind of been dropped, forgotten about.
It's been a while since I've been in McDonald's. I don't know. I'm still surprised. Do they still give toys with the Happy Meals or something? I don't know.
Great question. Well, unfortunately, I'd be surprised if the answer is no. Or I wouldn't be surprised, I should say.
You don't think McDonald's gives toys to kids anymore?
Well, inflation.
Ah, yeah. I don't
know. Everything's cutting down in size and going up in price.
Where's Ronald McDonald? Where's he at?
That's a great question.
Are we? Is he allowed? He'd be a creeper now, right?
Well, yeah, I got to update the mascot. That is creepy.
Ronald McDonald would look like the Joker. You brought him outside today. What's the difference between Ronald McDonald and the Joker? One sells violence, the other sells Happy Meals. It's really no difference. They're probably best friends on the side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I will investigate Ronald McDonald on the other side of the break. Also, when we come back, we'll talk about the Celtics having media day. Unfortunate news for Brett Favre. We'll get into that. We got a bunch of NFL teams going in the wrong direction of 0-3. And James Rapien is going to join us to talk about one of them. We want to talk about those lowly Bengals who got smoked last night. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.